I would like to call this meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:30. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings?
Present.
Councilmember Carr?
Present.
Councilmember Crow?
Here.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Mayor Welsh?
Here, and Mr. McMahon will be marked as excused.
Yes, ma'am.
We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council or staff have any changes he or she will be making to the agenda? Mr. Adams?
Yeah, Madam Mayor and Council. Staff recommends that we pull the first ESM marketing contract for further study.
So we had this as two separate items. Are they both removed, ROARS and PR contract?
Yeah, I was going to do a second one, but we would like to move both of them for a further study.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Glickert? Okay. And did you have another amendment you're going to suggest? Later on. Okay. Okay. Is there a motion to approve the amenda as amended? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations this evening. We now move on to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 26th study session? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed?
I'll abstain since I was sick.
Thank you very much. All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. And Mr. Glickert is abstaining. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 26th regular session minutes? Ms. Carr moves. Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed?
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Glickert abstains, and the ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 5th study session? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would like to reappoint Dorothy Davis to the Library Board. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. We have no swearing in to any board and commission. Ms. Reese, do we have any requests to speak? Thank you, ma'am. I would like to ask speakers to please turn the microphone on when they come up to the podium and off when they leave. Please provide us with your full name and address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. I'm calling Ms. Sonia Pointer.
Hello, everyone. Sonia Pointer, 8039 Canton Avenue. I just wanted to let the council and the audience know that MSD's Board of Trustees meeting is on Thursday, July 13th, this week at 5 p.m. Well, that's when the public comment period is, so if you would like to participate, that would be great. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We now move on. We have no public hearing scheduled for tonight, nothing on the consent agenda. We now move on to the city manager's report. Mr. Adams, we've removed items 1 and 2, so item 3. Thank you.
Yes, staff would like to recommend the picnic liquor license for the St. Louis African American Pride Incorporated.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert, is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, Mr. Adams.
Yes, staff would also like to recommend the replacement of the fire department's utility truck.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Jennings, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Mr. Crow?
Thank you. To the city manager, and I'm not sure who would have the answers to this question, but as I read through the packet, a couple of questions that I that kept coming back to my mind were, this is a 2004 pickup, but I guess I'm curious as to how many miles it has on it, what it's used for, and then if we're looking at possibly having to invest in new ambulances going forward, is this something that we really need at this time? So those are questions that may impact this coming through tonight, but I guess and I don't know that there's anyone here to answer the questions, but I'm trying to determine, even though it is 13 years old, what really is the, what's the usage of it, what's the mileage of it, and is this something that we really have to do this year?
Public Works Director will come up and try to answer some of these questions.
Councilmember Crow, the qualification of the vehicle for replacement is based on its number of years in service. The usage of it is for the heavy equipment of the tools of the fire department for responding to incidents. This includes the area of the Delmar Loop with its now with the trolleys lines, both overhead lines and the tracks being in that area, to be able to bring equipment along with them to when they respond to the fires and related incidents. It is a crew cab, as the current truck is, so it's for emergency response and bringing firefighters along with it to the incident, to the scenes.
And how many miles does it have on it?
I don't have the mileage with me, but again, it's a 13-year-old truck. It is the replacement is based on its number of years in service. Mileage-wise, I'm not sure if it's if it qualifies. It's based on its service years, its qualification for replacement.
And knowing that we've got to, that we may have to be investing in more significant EMS vehicles, is this one that you recommend then that we go ahead and bite the bullet on this year versus waiting another year or two?
It was proposed to me last fiscal year, in the end of last fiscal year. We waited on it until this fiscal year. Again, it's really the fire department's demand in this case, and we take it from them and use the MoDOT contract, the DOT contract, to propose this replacement. In terms of whether it could wait or not, we can go back and check. It is not... I'm not sure how it fits in together with the other EMS vehicles in this fleet. The department, in this case, the concerned department, made the request of our fleet, and this is our response to that.
Right. No, and I appreciate the professionalism of all the departments as they go through it, but part of our response has to be, if it really doesn't have very many miles on it, it may be 14 years old or whatever the case may be, but is it something that we've really got to do at this time? I'm just kind of curious to maybe get some answers. I'll likely vote for it, but I'd kind of like to get some answers before we move this thing along.
Yeah.
Is there a reason that we...
We can pull this one and we can come back with the further information relative to the mileage and what the exact usage will be. We can actually even have the fire chief come in and speak.
And I apologize that I didn't get my questions to you ahead of time. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We can. Okay.
We'll just bring this one back.
Sure.
But if there's already a motion made, we've got to, we have to do something.
Can you make a motion to
just motion
off this agenda for now?
Or did like...
A motion should be made. We can move it to postpone until the next meeting.
Yeah, motion to postpone to the next meeting. Yeah.
You want to make that?
I just did. Yeah.
Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed, the ayes have it. Mr. Adams.
Staff is recommending the replacement for... six police vehicles, and the mileage is listed for each and every one of those.
Thank you very much. Mr. Glickert makes a motion to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Crow, is there any discussion? Mr. Smotherson?
Just a quick question. The replacements, and I didn't necessarily see this, but with the vehicles that we have right now, are those, well, that's, is that an auction or is that traded in?
Normally, what they'll do is they'll actually auction them off, usually as a bundle. They'll have some people come in and they'll bid on the vehicles. As you understand, when police vehicles get to this kind of mileage, these are amplified because they're used 24 hours a day and they never rest. Only time they rest is when they're not working.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to unfinished business. Bill number 9319, may we have the second reading, please, Ms. Reese?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 1, 2017, and repealing ordinance number 7012.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 1, 2017, and repealing ordinance number 7012.
Thank you very much. Mr. Glickert?
Thank you, Mayor. Just a slight oversight with this bill, and I would like to make a motion that I move that bill number 9319 be amended to add planning zoning administrator to Schedule B, pay grade 14A.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
It wasn't in the...
Is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Ms. Carr?
Thank you. So this one was just inadvertently left out, is that correct?
I would say yes to that.
Because I have a planning zoning administrator under 14A. Is that... That's the new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
But you said B.
So actually, I'm not sure why we're making... Isn't the new one the one that we're considering?
On the first reading.
Yes.
Okay. Please, yeah. We cannot... Let's have Mr. Adams or Ms. Tina please respond to Ms. Carr.
Yeah, on the first reading, that one was inadvertently left off. Yeah. So to correct this, we added it to, and that's why we're having the amendment to add that place back in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Discussion? So all those in favor of the motion as presented by Mr. Glickett, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the amended ordinance, bill number 9319? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crow, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please pull the council?
Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business. Who would like to introduce Resolution 2017-12? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9320. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson, Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 110 of the University City Municipal Code relating to administration by repealing Section 110.040 thereof relating to disclosure of conflicts of interest and enacting in lieu thereof a new section to be known as Section 110.040, Disclosure of Conflicts of Interest.
Thank you very much. We now move on to council reports and business for new appointments. Mr. Crow has appointments to Board of Adjustment and Green Practices. Mr. Jennings has appointments to Green Practice, and I have an appointment to Urban Forestry. Does any member of council have a report to a commission to which he or she liaises? We now move on to citizen participation. Ms. Reese, are there any more requests to speak? Mr. Bryce Kehoe.
Okay, seem to be on. My name is Bryce Kehoe, 6552 Corbett. I'd like to say something very briefly about the chickens again. I really hope we move on that. It'd be real nice to have fresh eggs, and my neighbors are looking forward to it also. Chickens are, if you keep them up with them, keep them clean, they're real nice to have around. But my main point, I would like to talk about the trolley tracks. Now, I was kind of surprised that this was still being argued about, or discussed, if you might say. I went home and looked on the internet, and in less than an hour, I found two different companies that make a product to plug trolley tracks. So the stuff is out there. It can be done. It's very feasible. My understanding is that the cars were purchased from Portland, Oregon. Portland has a very good trolley system. Their Department of Transportation Development tends to separate bicycles, automobiles, and trolleys as much as possible. And if you look at the tracks east of the train station, it's exactly what was happening. The trolleys run down the center, there's a nice curb, automobiles, bicycles, everybody's happy. Textbook perfect. What the heck happened west of the train station? It becomes an amusement park. It's bumper cars with trolleys and automobiles vying for the same space, and let's throw a few bicycles in front to see if they can stay up. Just a truly foolish system. One of the major danger areas in there are those bump outs, those, I guess you'd call them trolley stops, so that pedestrians can get up and on to the trolley. Well, the bicycle lane comes in and has to move into the lane with the trolleys. I would strongly suggest, instead of bicycles and trolleys competing, that bicycles and pedestrians have to compete. Do some sort of gate system. You know, bicycles come in and out, pedestrians come in and out. You know, maybe something of that sort could keep pedestrians and bicycles away from each other. Because bicycles and trolleys, you're going to get blood. There is a bicycle detour plan. WashU has it on their website. I would strongly suggest that a couple of signs be made, posted on every street coming into Del Mar, and maybe a few along Del Mar. It's basically the side streets on either side, you know, running from East Gate to West Gate and over here on this side. The bicycles would be suggested to use those streets instead of Del Mar, and some signage to say so. Another issue about bicycles is teaching people how to cross a trolley track safely. Little shallow angles don't work. Your wheel gets sucked in. You need to cross at as close to a 90-degree angle as possible. Suggested 60 degrees or above. Some signs stating 60 to 90 degrees could also be added. And basically make a little education kiosk. Maybe somebody wants to donate a video and make a video that could be on the internet, or maybe even a little video station to educate people, but we need some serious education about how to cross trolley tracks. You know, I get cursed at, I get bottles thrown at me. I've gotten run off the road I don't know how many times. So there's a lot of disrespect for bicycles out there, let's just face it. And the planners just lost it when this was being planned.
You have 30 more seconds, sir.
Okay, thank you. So, if nothing else, you talked to each other last time. The people that will be concerned about finding a solution is the insurance companies. You will have to deal with them. And in the meantime, until a final solution happens, I would suggest a temporary solution of filling the tracks with sand or something of that sort as a temporary solution to keep the bicycles out of the ruts of the trolleys. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Don Fitz.
Hi, I'm Don Fitz. I live at 720 Harvard in University City. I have 2 points. First of all, I would like to thank Shelley Welsh for participating in a taping of a Green Time episode on June the 29th on Mayors for Clean Energy with Barry Greenberg, the mayor of Maplewood. And we discussed, they discussed with John Hickey, the initiatives being put forward in Maplewood and University City for clean energy. And that will air sometime in August, September, or October, I'm not sure which. Main thing I wanted to say about MSD, I wanted to echo what Sonia Poynter said, urging everybody to come on Thursday, the 13th of July. But there's something I really wish everybody to remember about the MSD hearing, and that is anybody in authority can say anything, and if you don't have it in writing, you really don't have it. I mean, they can promise that they're not going to do this to the sewage storage tanks, or they're not going to do that, or they're going to make them smaller, or they're going to move them into a different place. And then you let your guard down, and lo and behold, you don't have anything in writing, and suddenly you find it was back to the original plan. Okay, and actually it's a lot worse than that, because you can even have something in writing, and then the body can turn around and stab you in the back when you're not looking at that. This happened to the Gateway Green Alliance, Green Party of St. Louis, 1993 and 1994, when we were opposing the construction of a dioxin incinerator in West County to burn the dioxin contaminated soil. We got a resolution passed by the county council which said that that before any dioxin incinerator could operate in the county of St. Louis, it would have to meet EPA standards. And since no dioxin incinerator had ever met EPA standards, that pretty much meant that the incinerator would have a very hard time going through. Having won that victory, we stopped turning out people to go to the county council. We figured these were elected officials. Why continue to go? Why continue to spend our time? Why bother them? And then we heard that the incinerator was being built, and we wondered why that was in contradiction to the resolution which the county passed. And what happened was, when we let down our guard and were no longer watching them like a hawk, they simply repealed the legislation. Now, MSD has less need to be responsive to the citizens of University City than the county council, which is an elected body, has to have to its citizens. So if the county council can turn around and undo a positive thing that it does, certainly MSD can turn around and agree to something, have a written agreement, and then go back to court and undo it. So not only do we have to make sure that it's in anything they say is in writing, we have to watch them continuously and make sure that they do not undo any promises which they write down.
Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen council comments. Does any member of council have any comment he or she would like to make? Mr. Smotherson?
Thank you. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody for being here tonight, and I won't be long because I like the timing that we're in right now. So we can get out here and enjoy the Arts and Letters concert that's in Heeman Park right now. So again, the first thing that I wanted to mention is that I wanted to request from our city manager a recap of finances for the temporary police station, and if we could have that at least by the next meeting. And what I'm actually looking for is that what were the expenses for the year, and where our $7 million sits right now, if it's been used, if it's still at $7 million, or you know, where the money is coming from, those expenses. But some kind of financial recap of the expenses for the temporary police station. Secondly, the thing that I wanted to address also is that I sent you and Andrea and Sinan the wrong address on Waldron. It's 1436. And what they're asking is that the sidewalk that was put in, that front sidewalk was put in. The problem that she's having is that you actually made a zigzag for her and not a consistent walkway. I know that was done on volunteer day, but I wonder if there's something that we can address about that. I'm not sure. The other address is 8043 Appleton. And actually, in the pictures that I sent you, please look at how the dirt was not taken care of or not tendered after that sidewalk was replaced. Because in both locations, you're talking about elderly seniors that can't get out there and dig that up and smooth it out and can't replace what it was before. And so I'd like to have those two things addressed. The last thing that I wanted to talk about is to let Sonia and everyone know that I do plan on being at the MSD meeting on Thursday and also actually plan on speaking. The last part about that is that we are going to continue to set up meetings with their trustees. And I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Crow?
Thank you. I want to come back to just a couple of things and to one of the follow-ups that the citizen talked about with the trolley tracks. I do think it's probably important for us to hear from Mr. Adams or someone in the city as to where we actually are with the trolley company on trolley tracks and bicycles and what is actually happening. I appreciate the citizens and coming up with ideas and doing the research, but at some point in time, someone's got to be having conversations with what is actually the solution to this, both temporary and long term. And I'm not sure exactly who the point person is, but I would think that most of the members of council would like to have an update on the history of this and where we are and what's going to be happening next. So if anyone through the city manager could give council a trolley update, particularly regarding tracks and bikes, I think that would be helpful. Also, it seems that we're getting a number of our MSD updates probably from our citizens, and a number of us are trying to get meetings individually with MSD board members to try to get those communications moving forward. But also, I'm hoping that through the city manager, staff will keep us well apprised of what the conversations are that are going forward with MSD. I think MSD realizes, and UCity does too, that the prior way of operating with MSD did not serve anybody well, and that the more knowledge that we all have, probably the better. Next, I would like an update from community development, if at all possible, on the land at Olive and North and South, and see where we are and see what is moving forward with that. Next item would be, I keep using the phrase infill review board. That may not be the right phrase, but I really do want to have a conversation with someone in staff about what are the building requirements throughout UCity, but in particular in the neighborhoods where everything is brick. It still doesn't make sense to me that we're building houses with siding. So I'm trying to figure out what are our avenues to have that conversation and let the citizens have some say in how this is working. Because right now, particularly along Forsyth and along Hanley, you're seeing construction that is brick in front and then everything else is vinyl siding. And if you look at every single building surrounding those locations, that's not the way they were built. I recognize that saves money on construction, but I would think that maybe the neighbors would like to have some say in what is happening here with those structures going up. Next thing is I am pleased that the communications that are coming out of individual members of council seem to be a little bit more diplomatic and polite, and I think that is serving us all well. I think the budget conversation that we had 2 weeks ago by everybody that was here was I think refreshing not only to us, but I think refreshing to everybody who was in the room. I do still find it odd that I was tried to be removed from office for not following council rules, and yet most recently one member of council said they don't need to vote to follow the rules. And so I'm still trying to get a balance here as to how this all works. And then finally, I think most of you recognize that as we have progressed through the changes that have been occurring in our community, whether it be the changes in personnel, the appointment of the interim city manager, the change of city attorney, the search firm, a budget that was passed unanimously. Mr. McMahon talked last time about the EMS issue and us setting up meetings with Gateway, so I think that is next. You also heard Mr. Smotherson ask questions about our insurance and our liability. I think that is a concern for us as far as how high our deductible is and our premiums, so I think you'll see us looking at that. And then we still have the issue outstanding as to actions to be taken by this body regarding previous actions taken by Councilmember Glickert and Ms. Welsh. So those are things that I would see coming up in the next few weeks to months as we move forward. Thank you.
Ms. Carr?
Thank you. So I, too, would like to request that the city manager plan some kind of an update on the North and South property, Olivan North and South property. I'd also like to remind the council that we would like to have the Stormwater Task Force staffed by sometime in September. And I'll be putting out an announcement and several announcements citywide. There are many people in the city who have the credentials to do it. We have received at least one application so far, so we should get moving on that. Also, there was a precedent when Mr. Ohlendorf was retired and Ms. Fire was hired. And essentially, the council at that time requested that the city manager, which is Mr. Ohlendorf, freeze all entry-level recruitment and hiring activity until the new city manager arrived, and that city manager was Julie Fire. So I, as many of you are seeing, that we have some positions to fill. But since it is a short term, and I'm addressing this to council, since it is a short time and very short term before we do appoint a city manager, I would like to ask the council to consider requesting that some of the positions not be filled until the new city manager is appointed to allow him or her the opportunity to develop their own staffing. And so that would be something that we as a council would do. I didn't put it on the agenda because I'd like the council to think about it and to formulate a discussion about it. And so I will be putting it on the next meeting. Thank you.
Anything else? Hearing none, this meeting of the council is adjourned at 7:03. Thanks.